Just as a very short presentation now, I'm going to just give you a little bit of a view from a global perspective in terms of where things are. It's only a very short perspective, and then we'll have a look and see what's going on in Australia. So in terms of a global perspective, we've just looked at a particular recent document, the Information and Communications Technology OECD Communications Outlook, published in 2009. It gives a it covers actually a vaster range of material from a telecommunications point of view, an ICT point of view, and well worth a look. But there is a good section on addressing, but from an OECD perspective. There's about 1,300 prefixes announced in the IPv6 routing table currently, or at least at the end of 2008. It's probably significantly higher than that. And, of course, that's compared to the 260,000 IPv4 prefixes, which we've talked about previously. There are about the regional registries have allocated about 3091 IPv6 allocations, and there's a distribution on that slide. This information, of course, came from the regional registries, and different registries have different requirements in terms of customers wanting allocations. Obviously, some of them are larger than others. We mentioned, at least Vint mentioned Africa during his presentation, and you'll see that it's very, very small. I think Tony did as well. The information that's been drawn from this information, it relates to the OECD, but because it came from the registries, it does actually include all countries. Just some selected large IPv6 allocations. You'll see that since 2004 or so, people have been requesting, or organisations have been requesting, allocations. A lot of them are telecommunication organisations, so the ISPs are obviously doing something in various parts of the world, although I don't see a New Zealand company on that list. There is the Australian Government and Department of Defence, and likewise the US Department of Defence. They are obviously big users, and that'll show up on the next couple of graphs. In Australia, there's a lot happening in terms of allocations by number of allocations. The dark blue bars are the routed allocations, and the light blue bars are the allocated ones. So in Australia, for instance, about 50% of the allocated IPv6 allocations are actually routed today, or at least at the end of 2008, whereas in France you see that it's roughly equal. The anomaly there is the United States, where there's a very large allocation but not so much routed, largely due to reserves for the US Department of Defense. If you look at it on the basis of size rather than allocation, it looks a little bit better from the US perspective, because, of course, in that previous graph, they were suppressed by their size relative to everyone else. What you see, though, is overall typically a 50% routing versus allocation ratio. And that showed up here in this slide where there's actual numbers. The 50% of the prefixes visible versus those allocated. There's a few trends. Japan took an early lead because of its national strategy in 2001 to adopt IPv6. That sort of was a peak. Again, in 2007, or a little bit before 2007, you had the US Defense Department taking up IPv6, and that was followed in 2007 by the Office of Management Budget to get all of the US government departments onto IPv6. And Australia is actually now fairly well positioned as well. The last little graph in terms of the trends, you see the little bump. Well, we might have to get a new battery for this thing. The bump at 2001, of course, is for Japan, where they had their IPv6 initiative. Then you've got the curve for the US, which is driving up into the high end of the picture. But I think the most important thing from my point of view is that you're starting to get a very consistent upward trend towards the 2007-2008 timeframe across a number of countries in the OECD. And hopefully that trend has continued into 2009, and we're starting to see, I think, a sustainable uplift in the adoption of IPv6 internationally, at least in the OECD nations at this point in time.
A question about interpreting that. Is that a cumulative chart, or is that allocations in each year?
I think it's cumulative, but I'd have to actually check to be absolutely sure of that. Give them back again, yes. I did ask that question when I was looking at it, thinking in the same light, but I haven't gone through the data in sufficient detail to be absolutely certain of the answer of that. But
one of the things we will continue to gather is this information. This is a very short glimpse rather than being anything comprehensive, and there's further work to be done in this space, so that would be a very useful reference. Thanks, Andy.